This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the 2013 WHL Playoffs. And we have a lot to get through as we drop the puck on the postseason. We'll have a playoff preview ahead. Plus, we'll hear from the Denny's WHL Player of the Week in Portland, Nick Petan. WHL has announced its award finalists from both the Eastern and Western conferences. We'll have the rundown. And the WHL Bantam Draft Lottery this past week had two winners, and we'll have the details on that. Well, the 2013 WHL playoffs underway now, with 16 teams left to battle it out for the Ed Chynoweth Cup. The defending champion Edmonton Oil Kings match up with the Kootenay Ice for a second straight year in the 1-versus-8 series. The Ice had some success against Edmonton, splitting the six-game season series with three wins apiece. Ice veteran forward Brock Montgomery knows what to expect from Edmonton.
Definitely like to play a physical game. I mean, you know, they're a big, strong team, and we're a big team too as well. And I mean, it's part of the Kootenay Ice organization is you know, that kind of gritty kind of, you know, attitude. And I think we have, you know, we have some littler guys, but I think we're still that, we have that gritty attitude. And I think we're going to be pushing hard the whole time.
Calgary Hitmen are taking on the Swift Current Broncos in the 3-versus-6 matchup. Despite the Broncos being the underdogs based on the standings, head coach and GM Mark Lamb likes the fact they won the season series.
We've matched up reasonable, you know, against them, you know, this year. We've won three games, so we know we have the confidence that we can beat them. But, you know, they're a deep team. They finished in the top group for a reason, and it's going to be a tough matchup for us.
In the West, the Kamloops Blazers and Victoria Royals meeting for a second straight year in the postseason. The Blazers swept last year's series, but the Royals are an improved club. In fact, the eight-game season series was a split down the middle at four wins apiece. Royals defenseman Jordan Francou.
We've had a good record against them, had good games against them, so I think we're real happy with that. And, you know, it's a matchup and a rivalry that we've you know, had all year long and going back to last year. So I think the guys will really be up, and I think this is a good challenge for our team.
Veteran Blazer forward Brendan Ranford knows it'll be a tough series.
This year they got a new coach in Dave Lowry. They come out and compete a lot harder than they have in the past, and they're ready to play, and they have a good system, and we just got to be ready and play our style of game.
And two U.S. division rivals meet in the 4-versus-5 series as Spokane takes on Tri-City. After a 12-game season series between the clubs, they also meet in the postseason for a third straight year. Chiefs head coach Don Knockbauer excited to get the playoffs going.
It's a fun time for everybody. You know what? You know that every day is going to be, it could be your last day, so you've got to give it your best effort every night. And if you don't, it's an early summer. And our guys know that. We've got a lot of guys that have been in this situation before, you know, having playoff experience, so they can translate that and pass that message out to the young guys.
Chiefs captain Brendan Kitchen says there's plenty of familiarity between the clubs, who also played twice in the final weekend.
So you know what they're going to do, who their key players are, who's going to be, you know, kind of idiots out there. So, you know, we know what they're about, we know what they're due, and, you know, we're looking forward to playing them again.
Hey, good luck and enjoy the WHL playoffs.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-on-1, Bufflin, Kane scores! Kane left out alone, 1-0 Jets.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
To get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in, and not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches, the management, to get all that at such a young age and then progress through it, it was everything for my career and certainly a great experience, and glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The WHL, it's your time.
Well, Portland Winterhawks' Nick Petan is the final regular season winner of the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He was a guest of Ron Callens on Portland's AM 860 Hockey Talk.
Now, you and Brendan tied for the league lead with 120 points. You named co-MVPs last night. Did you guys decide to end up with a tie, or what was going on there, or was there a battle to try to get the most points?
It really just happened. I mean, there wasn't really much explanation to it. it was only fitting that I ended up like that, and it kind of ended a better way. It was just a great way to end the season.
So you played Everett 10 times. You beat him 9 times. One time you lost to him. Their goaltender went crazy, had just a fantastic night. A hot goaltender can be trouble even for a team that you dominated so much. What's the team's attitude about the Silvertips?
I mean, like I said, we're very excited to play the Everett Silvertips in the first round, and I think our game plan is just to go in and outwork them. They're a very hardworking team, and if we outcompete them, we'll win the series.
It's playoff time, and there's high expectations. The fans are expecting a lot. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. We know what they expect, and we definitely know what to bring to the table in playoff time.
Well, listen, Nicholas, congratulations on the WHL Player of the Week. Congratulations on a fantastic regular season. What's going to be the key, before we let you go, what's going to be the key to get to that Memorial Cup? What are you guys going to have to do besides the obvious wins, win games?
To get there, I think we're just going to have to stick together. It doesn't matter what happens through this journey here. You just got to stick together and play as a team. And definitely just work our hardest, and if you do all that, I feel like we can get there. There's no problem with us getting there.
Nick Batan, Player of the Week, Winter Hawks, congratulations on a great regular season. Good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me tonight.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL's Bantam Draft Lottery was staged this week at WHL headquarters in Calgary. Vancouver, Prince George, Regina, Brandon, Moose Jaw, Lethbridge all hoping for some good news. WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen made the draw.
A Regina ball has been drawn. With Regina winning the lottery, Vancouver will have the first pick. Regina will have the second pick. Prince George will pick third, Brandon fourth, Moose Jaw fifth, and Lethbridge will have the sixth.
The Pats move up 2 spots, but the Vancouver Giants retain the first overall pick. Giants general manager Scott Bonner.
I think it's huge. I think for the franchise it's a big step, and I think for our scouts it's a big day. It allows us to make the choice that we want. I think, you know, your scouts serve endless hours in the arenas across Western Canada. They peg out guys that they deem, you know, the next one. And in this case, we're going to get to pick the guy we want that fits the bill for our franchise moving forward.
Edmonton's Tyler Benson is said to be a near consensus number one top prospect. Bonner has been impressed with his play.
When you watch the guys like the Brendan Gallaghers and Milan, for two examples, they outwork a lot of people. They work so hard, and I think Benson versus the other guys, the one thing he does is he's very consistent and he works extremely hard for a high-end talent.
With that said, he feels there is still a choice to be made.
I thought the top 4 guys were real good. You know, this way it's just we get to pick the one we want. But we knew we were getting a really good player no matter what happened. But it's just a benefit that the first pick's always the best pick.
WHL Bantam Draft set for May 2nd in Calgary. The Western Hockey League has announced its award finalists for the 2012-13 season. The Jim Pigott Memorial Trophy for Rookie of the Year will be between Leon Draisaitl of the Prince Albert Raiders and Seth Jones of the Portland Winterhawks. The Dale Wilson Trophy for the WHL's top goaltender will be between Red Deer Rebels goaltender Patrick Bartuszak and Portland Winterhawks tender Mac Caruth. The Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy for Defenseman of the Year will be contested between Brendan Kitchen of the Spokane Chiefs and Morgan Riley of the Moose Jaw Warriors. The Brad Horney Trophy for Most Sportsmanlike Player is between Zach Franco of the Kelowna Rockets and Dylan Ruck of the Edmonton Oil Kings. The Doc Seaman Memorial Trophy for Scholastic Player of the Year is between Rourke Charchet of the Kelowna Rockets and Josh Morrissey of the Prince Albert Raiders. The Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy for Coach of the Year is between Ryan Huska of the Kelowna Rockets and Ryan McGill of the Kootenai Ice. The Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy for Executive of the Year will be contested between Bruce Hamilton of the Kelowna Rockets and Bob Green from the Edmonton Oil Kings. The Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy for Humanitarian Player of the Year is between Mitch Topping of the Tri-City Americans and Cody Sylvester of the Calgary Hitmen. The WHL Marketing and Business Award will be between the Kamloops Blazers and the Saskatoon Blades. And the Scotty Munro Memorial Trophy for the WHL regular season champions awarded to the Portland Winterhawks for their 117-point season. The award ceremony is set for Calgary May 2nd. And I want to thank all the broadcasters who helped out this week. Special thanks to Todd Vrooman and Ron Callen in Portland for their help. I'm John Keane. Enjoy the opening week of the WHL playoffs.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.